Furthermore, nature may be inexhaustible and limitless, even if it is based on a handful of principles. Consider a chess game. Ask an alien from another planet to figure out the rules of chess simply by watching the game. After a while, the alien can figure out how pawns, bishops, and kings move. The rules of the game are finite and simple. But the number of possible games is truly astronomical. In the same way, the rules of nature may also be finite and simple, but the applications of those rules may be inexhaustible. Our goal is to find the rules of physics. In some sense, we already have a complete theory of many phenomena. No one has ever seen a defect in Maxwell's equations for light. The standard model is often called a theory of almost everything. Assume for a moment that we can shut off gravity. Then, the standard model becomes a perfectly sound theory of all phenomena besides gravity. The theory may be ugly, but it works. Even in the presence of the incompleteness theorem, we have a perfectly reasonable theory of everything, besides gravity. To me, it is truly remarkable that on a single sheet of paper, one can write down the laws that govern all known physical phenomena, covering 43 orders of magnitude, from the farthest reaches of the cosmos, over 10 billion light-years away, to the micro-world of quarks and neutrinos. On that sheet of paper would be just two equations, Einstein's theory of gravity and the standard model. To me, this reveals the ultimate simplicity and harmony of nature at the fundamental level. The universe could have been perverse, random, or capricious, and yet it appears to us to be whole, coherent, and beautiful. Nobel laureate Steve Weinberg compares our search for a theory of everything to the search for the North Pole. For centuries, the ancient mariners worked with maps in which the North Pole was missing. All compass needles and charts pointed to this missing piece of the map, yet no one had actually visited it. In the same way, all our data and theories point to a theory of everything. It is the missing piece of our equations. There will always be things that are beyond our grasp, that are impossible to explore, such as the precise position of an electron, or the world existing beyond the reach of the speed of light. But the fundamental laws, I believe, are knowable and finite. And the coming years in physics could be the most exciting of all, as we explore the universe with a new generation of particle accelerators, space-based gravity wave detectors, and other technologies. We are not at the end, but at the beginning of a new physics. But whatever we find, there will always be new horizons continually awaiting us.